afternoon. I'm Karen Yakovac with KB Radio News at 13 before 3.
AccuWeather, this is meteorologist Elliot Abram.
It's 40 degrees and cloudy in downtown Buffalo. I'm Karen Yakovac, KB Radio News. And now, back to Tom Shannon.
You're going to have to say something different now this afternoon, Karen. It's going to be a little bit different.
A little bit different.
What are you going to say?
What am I going to say?
How are you going to say?
Are
you going to give him the same special treatment you gave me in the afternoons when you said, and now back to Tom Shannon? Are you going to say, and now here's Andy B. Just throw it away.
I guess we'll find out at 3:15.
We're all standing by and waiting. Thank you, Karen. Now here's Norman. That's a lady named Sue Thompson. Pretty perky. Remember they used to say Pretty Perky Peggy King? Remember with the, what was the George Gobel show?
You used to say that, Tommy.
Pretty perky.
Hey, Tommy, I'm afraid.
Are you?
Can you hang on till 6?
You look a little nervous, ain't you? Jeez, it's only been a long day.
Please, Tommy. I can't go on. I'm afraid.
They're pumping him full of
the
something.
Sponsors are already canceling, Tommy. I haven't even got on yet.
There's a rumble in the parking lot, and you haven't even begun. 5 minutes. We're going to do the countdown till Sandy hits the beach, literally. Sandy Beach time, about 5 minutes from now, 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Are you standing by? He's standing by. I am. You are.
Imagine Lady Bluff.
Oh, thank you very much. I'm just looking back on the calendar to February the 14th, 1968, when the Sporty Javelin joins the American Motors line. And a fellow named Dr. Jack Green, a lunar scientist, reported today that the moon may have moist areas, possibly possibly conducive to microbial life. I mean, what do you call when you have microbe life? What do you call that? Microbial? No, he just reported it. I just can't read it. But Dr. Jack Green, obviously we didn't know back then, or did we? Anyway, February 14th, 1968, while Dr. Jack Green was reporting that, we were listening to Merrily Rush and the Turnabouts. No, not Juice Newton. That didn't come until a long time later. Merrily Rush, Angel of the Morning. This is the original. That's Merrily Rush and the Turnabouts and the original of Angel of the Morning at WKBW, the Angel of the Afternoon. Gosh, I like the way that rings. Sandy Beach is up next. Stand by the Transmitter Engineering Department. Stand by the... Well, they're bringing up a truck right now.
The SWAT team!
The SWAT team. I'm getting out of here, and I hope you don't blame me. I'll see you tomorrow at 10 a.m. with lots more memories and pure gold. This is Tom Shannon. Have yourself a good day. Take care of yourself. Drive carefully. Make sure it's your own car. And remember, above and beyond all else. Later.
This is WKBW Buffalo. How do you like the show so far, folks? Have I offended anyone yet? No, I don't think so. The brand new Sandy Beach radio show. Get ready for it. It may not be everything you want, but I guarantee one thing. It will not be dull. All right. Slip sliding away, and that's Paul Simon on the brand new Sandy Beach radio show. How you doing? I've been on the air now for, 7 minutes, and I guarantee you, in 7 minutes, 3 things have happened already. In my brief comeback attempt, see, after 7 minutes, I guarantee you, someone is already offended. I mean, I guarantee you that, because that always happens. That's the first thing. The second thing is, Debbie is downstairs at her typewriter saying, he's not that funny. I knew he wouldn't be that funny. He's not funny down here. I knew he wouldn't be funny on the radio. That's the second thing. And the third thing is that Alan Pergam is already bored. See, because Alan got bored after 90 seconds with Dan Nevereth. And so what I'm going to do is I'm going to do something to keep Alan from getting bored. I'm not going to offend anyone, because that's the old me. You know, where I used to say a lot of nasty things and whatever. I'm not going to do that anymore, and I'm going to try and be funny. I'm going to think of something funny to say before 6, and to keep Alan Pergamon from getting bored, I'm going to review Alan's column today. Because he tells us how we do our job, so I thought it would be really neat if somebody told him how to do his job, and I'm going to do that a little bit later on, so hang on there. The brand new Sandy B Show on KB Stereo 15. Has anyone canceled yet? No, good. Sure, that's what Cindy Lauber says. Girls want to have fun. I never went out with the girls that wanted to have fun. I always got the girls that didn't want to have any fun. Made for a very dull youth, I'll tell you. It's 3:11 on the brand new Sandy Beach radio show. It's only temporary. I'm looking for somebody to do this show, see, because I'm the program director. And if you are an aspiring announcer who thinks that you're better than I am, what nerve. No, really, send me a tape because I don't want to do this very long. I only want to do it temporarily. Now, I've got to learn all these things. The first thing I have to do is AccuWeather, presented by TaxFax. How am I doing so far? You like it? Okay. If you don't, well, you know, win a few, lose a few. Be alert for flooding. You know that flooding's occurring when your hat begins to float, but be alert for flooding in low-lying areas. You shouldn't be in those low-lying areas. Anyway, cloudy this afternoon, a few showers, temperatures in the 40s. Cool tonight with fog possible into tomorrow morning, a low of 35. Tomorrow should turn out sunny, but then maybe it won't. Who knows? AccuWeather probably does know, yes. High near 49. Thursday, sunshine followed by increasing cloudiness with a high of 56. I'm rolling along on the brand new Sandy Beach Radio Show. Okay, folks, moving along on the Sandy Beach Radio Show. Now, I think I'm going to play the intro. They're going to go, da, da, time for an Olympic report. And I think this is what's going to happen. Let's try. One, two, three, go.
Here now is the WKBW Olympic Highlight Report. Brought to you by Colonial Ford Tonawanda, Lamb Ford Mercury Springville, and Orchard Park Ford Orchard Park. Home of a lifetime service guarantee.
Members of the Los Angeles Olympic Organizing Committee say they're doing things right at Sarajevo. With an update on the Winter Olympics, looking towards the Summer Olympics, I'm Dan Everts Jr.
Hear all the Olympic highlights five times daily on Radio 15 WKBW.
Thank you, Tom. Yes, it's 3:15 on the brand new Sandy Beach Radio Show. Many people saying, why did you want to come back on the radio? I'll tell you why. It was my choice because I'm the boss, and I made the decision for one reason and one reason alone. I used to sit in my office every day and listen to Karen Yakovac say, and now back to Tommy Shannon, and go nuts. And I thought, if I go on the air, she'll have to say, and now back to Sandy Beach. And that's the reason I'm doing it. That's it. That's the only reason. I don't need the money. And now, with the latest update, here's the lovely Karen Yakovac.
I need the money. Good afternoon. In Moscow, a meeting between the two superpowers, Vice President George Bush had 30 minutes with the new Soviet president today. AccuWeather says there could be some flooding in low-lying areas, cool tonight with fog possible, below 35. It's 40 degrees and cloudy in downtown Buffalo. I'm Karen Yakovac. Now back to Sandy Beach.
Oh, thank you. My life is now complete, folks. I don't care if I have to be taken away to that great radio station in the sky. Neverth and I'd be the only two up there. All the rest, especially the news department, would be at the other location. Hello. Are you offended yet? Great! Oh, yeah, good song. On the Sandy Beach Radio Show, it sounds good to say that. I have been off the air at this radio station for 10 years. It was July 6, 1974, where they said, we'll see you, large guy. Here's some money. Get out of town, you know. So it's been 10 years since I've been on the radio here and 7 years since I've been on the radio anywhere. But I'd like to thank Mr. Woody Woodbecker and my parole officer for giving me a great chance like this, and I promised that I would do an entire show without offending anyone, so that's why I'm being very nice. But later on, I will be talking about Alan Pergamon's column today, which was just a mind-bender. It was really terrific, and I'm going to review it, all right? But first, I want to remind you that Erie County Sheriff Ken Braun reminds you that February is Crime Prevention Month in New York State. Lock your car whenever you leave it, all right? Look in the back seat for someone who may have entered your car while you were gone, and if you're really lucky, there'll be somebody there. I mean, I always look, there's nobody there. I'm always hoping someone will be there, some lovely, attractive person. But no. Okay, now this is unfair. I think I should tell you this in front. For those of you who are easily offended, I should tell you this now. In the next set of commercials, I promised I wouldn't do anything nasty on the radio, but in the next set of commercials, there's a commercial for Preparation H. I mean, they do this to me. My first day on the radio, 20 minutes into my show, and they do this. Preparation H. Speaking of Alan Pergamon,
have you heard the news? The Buffalo Diamond Exchange is having an amazing store-wide sale.
The countdown can be heard Sunday mornings from 9 until 1, right here on Radio 15 WKBW.
Oh, I can't believe it. I'm cured. I actually got through a Preparation H commercial without saying anything rude. Well, Sandy Beach on the radio, temporarily at least, until 6 o'clock tonight, John Otto time. I'd like to thank all the people. Thank you. Thank you, Charlie.
I knew it would happen.
You don't have to play it, but I hope you do.
It's like my honeymoon. It started without me.
I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
My first mistake. I thought it was going to be perfect today.
Of your choice, I don't mind. I'd be happy just to hear your voice.
Here's the good part.
Violet of the airwaves, here is my request. You don't have to play it, but I hope you'll do your best. I've been listening to your show on the radio, and you seem like a friend to me.
Ah, so nice. Charlie Dore and Pilot of the Airwaves from 1969 on the brand new Sandy Beach Radio Show. It's only temporary. 1969, I was on KB 1 year in 1969. I started in 1968, and I thought, June 15th to be exact, but you know, who's keeping score? I thought you might like to know what the air staff was like on June 15th, 1968 on WKBW. From 6 to 10 in the morning, we had Stan Roberts. I think Stan's kept his nose in Buffalo Radio. He's still around. 10 to 2 was Freddie Klestein. Freddie's still in Buffalo Radio, although he doesn't know it. 2 to 7 was Dan Neverth. I think we've heard of him. 7 to 12, Sandy Beach. And midnight to 6 was Bob Christian. Bob Christian, you may not be aware of, is the morning man for WJYE, which is about the closest thing to a coma you can get.
Today is Valentine's Day. I'm Roger Ebert on Movie News.
Thank you, Roger. I forgot the opening. How embarrassing. I knew I'd fail miserably. I'll do the opening and the close because it would just be embarrassing if I just did the close, okay? Just pretend that there's a report in between. It's time now for KB Movie News. Here's one of America's premier movie critics and really chubby guy, Roger Ebert. Thank you, Roger. Wonderful. KB Movie News is heard weekdays 11:30 and 3:30 on KB Radio 15. And speaking of true love, well, today's the day, ladies and gentlemen. Today is the day Elton John got married. He really did. To a woman, too, which is fantastic. And I knew that Elton John had gotten married. As I was driving up Delaware Avenue, especially around Delaware and North, all the flags were at half-mast. Elton gave up a lot when he got married. Membership to the Boys Club. His subscription to Boys Life. Well, that blew off the little old lady from Cheek to Walk, didn't it, huh? Oh, I like to complain about that guy who's on the radio. He's rude. I get up, and nothing gets me down. Oh, yeah, I love it when I talk like that. On KB Stereo 15, it's the Sandy Beach Radio Show. How you doing today? It's my first show back after 7 years off the radio. I'm trying to behave myself. A little later on, if you're an Alan Pergamon fan, he's the guy who writes the media column on the Buffalo Evening News. We're going to review his column. See, nobody ever does that. He always does us, but we never get to do him. And I'm going to do him before 6 o'clock. I guarantee you that. Are they nervous around here about me going on the radio? I am the program director. I mean, I'm the boss. And yet, the chief engineer insisted that today's show be put in delay so that in case I say something, they can chop it off. And also, the manager, this is true, I swear to you, I'm not making this up. Woody Woodbecker is a real guy. He was supposed to fly out of town today on business at 1 o'clock. He delayed his flight. I think he's down there quaking, saying, oh my goodness, what have I done? Anyway, AccuWeather, brought to you by the goodness of my heart. Be alert for flooding in low-lying areas. Cloudy this afternoon with a few showers. It's raining now a little bit, on and off, you know, except here. Temperatures in the 40s. Cool tonight with fog possible into tomorrow morning. Low of 35. Tomorrow should turn out sunny, but don't quote me on that. High near 49, and right now it is still 40 degrees in Buffalo.
It's auto show time again.
It could make the difference. Once again, the number 689-9696.
Yes, did you hear that, Dawn Marie? Yes, my daughter, Dawn Marie, who when I was fired wasn't quite born yet, is now 9 years old, going to be 10. You got to do your homework, okay? That's why I'm being nice today. Now, I have a special treat. During the course of my career at KB, I have come to be associated with four different songs for breaking them on the radio. In the old days, we used to be able to play more or less what we wanted as often as we wanted, and then some nasty disc jockeys did terrible things, and now we have to play according to playlists. But when this song came out, I loved it. I really did. I was doing afternoons, and I just loved the song so much that I played it every hour for a month. It became a national hit, and I wrote the liner notes. And it still sounds good today. Joe Jeffrey on KB Stereo 15. I think I could make a living doing this. I'm not sure. Joe Jeffrey on KB Stereo 15, the sound of the Sandy Beach Radio Show. Hope you're enjoying it. If you're not, I'll meet you at 6 o'clock and I'm bigger than you are. Remember that.
It may be way too early in the game. You're looking like love.
Bo and Roberta.
Whoa, you're looking like love to me.
Imagine if your daughter brought home a guy named Peebo. Hello, Dad. this is Peebo. We're in love on the Sandy Beach Radio Show. How you doing? I can't tell you how comforting it is to look across the glass and see Jim Fagan, who's ready to do the news. Jim and I were together on my first day, June 15th, 1968, when I came to KB, and I'll never forget Jim's words. They've been with me ever since when he looked at me and said, "You're never going to make it here, punk."
Good afternoon. I'm Jim Fagan with KB Radio News and Sports at 13 before 4. It's 40 degrees and cloudy in downtown Buffalo. AccuWeather says
a cool night is coming up with some patchy fog, the low temperature 35. The complete AccuWeather forecast follows the news.
It's 40 degrees and cloudy in downtown Buffalo. I'm Jim Fagan, KB Radio News. And now back to Sandy Beach.
Sure. You never get Elliot Abrams. I get John Cossette, right? Hey, I didn't tell you this, Jim. This is absolutely true. This is a great news story. I was down at the Hyatt yesterday, and there was a guy walking around with a tape recorder. It was cute. It was a little toy tape recorder. It said WEBR on it. This is no joke. And he was doing some interviews. And I was sitting there. I said, "Hey, come over here. Interview me." He did. I swear to you, he interviewed me for 5 minutes. He has my voice on tape and everything else. Now, Jim, you're a seasoned newsman. And if I sent you down there on assignment, would you interview a guy that looked like me? Get serious.
No, of course not, Sandy. I wouldn't do a thing like that.
That's why you're here and he's there, Jim. Jim, if that clown ever applies for a job here, would you please point him toward the Chinese circus? Have him get his shirts done. Thank you. It's nice. You walk in the Chinese circus, they say, "You want starch? No starch? Okay." All right, you got the Sandy Beach Radio Show, my very first day back. I hope you're enjoying it. It's only temporary, and we'll be here until 6 o'clock tonight, John Otto time.
Imagine.
Yes, on WKBW Buffalo, it's the Sandy Beach Radio Show. And take to the KB air tonight in praise of your love. That's right, on Tuesday night, call us tonight, opening at 6, because today is Valentine's Day. I don't have anything yet. For my wife and daughter, but I looked up the rules, and it says that as long as you give them something before midnight, you're still legal, see? Picking up on all the young lovers who otherwise have the option of running an ad in the newspaper, of course, but you can proclaim your undying affection for your Valentine on the radio at no cost. It's one of the few times that you can actually get on KB and it won't cost you any money. Just a phone call tonight to John Otto, 885-1124, and tell the world about that very special someone. Yes, your Valentine's Day present, Sandy Beach, winning the hearts of Western New York all over again.
I saw you standing hand in hand.
Kiss me on the lips.
But now you come to me, the solitary man.
Oh, so pretty, isn't it? It's 2 minutes past four of the Sandy Beach Radio Show, and in honor of the guy who got married today, Elton John, we're going to play an Elton John song for you. Elton's new book is just out. It's entitled Two's Company, and Three is a Real Good Time. Guy got married today. Elton John on KB Stereo 15. With Sandy Beach on the radio. Hope you're enjoying today's show. It's the first day I've been on the radio in 7 years. It's been 10 years since I left KB and 7 years since I've done a show. We're doing a little catching up, a little reminiscing for those of you who remember me, those of you who don't, which is probably most of you. Now, it was in 1974 on July 6th that they said, "We'll see you around, big guy." And at that time, the lineup on KB Radio, we had Dan Never 6 to 10, John Summers was doing 10 to 2, I was doing 2 to 6, Don Burns was doing 6 to 10, and Bob McRae, who's back, was doing 10 to 2. When they said goodbye, I didn't know what to do. My wife was expecting our little child. He only gave me 4 cents severance. I mean, it was really tough. So my good friend Larry Anderson at WGR said, "Sandy, we don't have anything here regularly, full-time slot, but come on over, and we'd like you to do a show here." So I said, "Hey, thank you very much." So I left KB after 6 years, and this is what my sign-on at WGR sounded like. You'll have to pardon the quality, because I only had it on cassette. I want you to hear what it sounded like after 6 years at KB, my first show at WGR. Here's how we signed on.
"My name is Sandy Beach. I'm a well-known area disc jockey, and I'm out of breath. I really am. I'm very, very tired. I'm really out of it because I have just run the entire length of your radio dial. I mean, I used to work down on the right-hand side of your dial, and I just ran the whole length of it. To show you how out of shape I am, it took me 6 years to get from 1520 to 55.
Ah, yes. Now they're selling pizzas there, but who knows? You know, it's 9 minutes past four with Sandy Beach till 6 o'clock, John Otto time. Don't forget my Alan Pergamon review coming up soon.
While she lay sleeping, while she lay.
From KB Stereo 15.
While she lay.
Hit the high note, Kenny. Think you can do it? Oh, I love it. I'd like to dedicate that record, She Believes in Me, to my semi-lovely wife, Susan. Oh, yeah, she's been with me through thick. She really has. I'll never forget when I came home that day after being fired from this radio station. I'll never forget her first words. Did they give you any money?
New York State is listening to business.
I do love New York. I went to San Francisco and Dallas, and it was so nice to be in those cities, but it's great to be back. I love New York. I don't love New York. I love Buffalo. I really do. You can always tell when you're back in New York. It usually says, welcome to New York State. Toll booth ahead.
SK Tools have a lifetime guarantee.
Hey, Boss Otto, man. Okay, time for AccuWeather, brought to you by Great Expectations, Eggert Road, Boulevard Mall, Summit Park Mall, and the Rainbow Center Mall, Niagara Falls. Weather like this. Tonight, cool, some patchy fog, low of 35. For tomorrow, any morning fog will give way to some sunshine. Don't you love that? That could be a novel. High near 45, mostly clear tomorrow night, low of 35. Thursday, breezy a mile with sunshine, followed by increasing cloudiness, high of 56. And speaking of sunshine, the lovely Karen Yakovac is... I won't do this after the day, Karen. I won't say you're lovely, all right, even though you are. Here's Karen with the news.
Good afternoon. In Moscow, Vice President George Bush and the new Soviet President Konstantin Chernenko met for 30 minutes today. Both say they'll work toward improving relations. It's 40 degrees and cloudy in downtown Buffalo. I'm Karen Yakovac. Now back to Sandy Beach.
Max Julian, I love his salad. It's great. I always go in and order a Max salad. Can I have a Max salad? All the mayo, special orders don't upset us, all that good stuff. Falls in love. Great day to fall in love. It's Valentine's Day on the radio with your sweetheart, Sandy Beach. My first day back. Hope you're enjoying the show today so far. I know you are. Of course, you know, the wind chill factor affects animals just as it does people. Remember, bring your pets inside when the temperature drops. This message brought to you by the Humane Society. That is true. Never leave your pets outside when it's cold, because it's very painful if you ever get frost on your schnauzer.
Have you heard the news? 1977 1957 1961 1963 1959 1964 1960 1956 1958.
Have a favorite oldie from one of these years? You can hear it on the original Saturday Night All Request Oldie Show. This is Tom Donahue. Call me this Saturday night between 6 p.m. and midnight with your favorite oldie, and I'll play it for you. It's that simple. The original Saturday Night All Request Oldies Show. 6 hours of your favorite oldies requested by you on Radio 15 WKBW.
Well, KB Stereo 15. Sound of Barry Manilow on the Sandy Beach Radio Show, and even I, the man who fears no one nor anything, will ever say anything nasty about Barry Manilow. There's a woman who lives in Niagara Falls. I can't remember her name, but if you, she's a very big Manilow fan. I mean, you don't dare say anything about her. She comes and eats your face. Now, I'm trying to reacquaint myself with the audience because it's been some time. It's been 10 years since I've been on KB. It's 7 years since I've been on the radio. While I was here, there were about 4 songs that I helped make hits. I say that modestly, but I really did. Now, I have a plaque that even I don't put up in my family room from CBS Records, because when this record came out, I was like weird songs, you know? When this record came out, I said, that's my kind of music. And so I started playing it a lot, and it became a hit, and it sold 500,000, so I got a 500,000 record on it. I really did. It's called, well, I'll let you listen to it, I think. I think I'll let you listen to it, but maybe I won't. Start here, there. I knew it would start somewhere. How do you like it so far, folks? No, okay. Well, okay, will you mark that down, the end of the perfect show? I started the thing and nothing happened. All right, well, that was the end of the perfect show. And now we'll continue with the second half of the Sandy Beach perfect show. I'm going to get to that record if it kills me. If I have to hum it, I'll do it. Eurythmics. I'm fading out right now on the Sandy Beach Radio Show. Thanks to the guy who just called. It was very, very nice. I took my first call. The guy says, hey, it's great to have you back, Sandy. It's like a breath of foul air. Those are my kind of folks. They're still here, which is certainly great. Now, I'm going to review Alan Pergamon's column today. See, Alan reviews radio and television, although I don't think he owns a radio, really, to be honest with you, but he reviews us, so I thought it'd be nice to review him. Now, I have to tell you this. I've been kind of delaying it because this is... Are we alone? Can we talk? My manager, Woody Woodbecker, who's the only boss that I have in the entire world, delayed his flight out of Buffalo. He really is. He's flying to New York, and he waited until my show started. Now, he just left now, and I think it takes about 20 minutes to get to the airport. I think his plane leaves about 10 past 5. So at 5:15, we're going to review Alan Pergamon's column today. He'll be in the air. This is the song that I told you I made a hit that I couldn't get started before. Ah, yes. Class, class, class. Remember, everything's okay, folks, as long as you don't lose your dignity. This is called the Dead Skunk Song.
Crossing the highway late last night. He should have looked left and he should have looked right. Yeah. He didn't see the station wagon car. The skunk got squashed. And
there you are. You got your dead skunk in the middle of the road. I love it.
Dead skunk in the middle of the road.
This anymore, do they? Dignified Sandy Beach Radio Show. That was part of my past. That's what we used to do here on KB Radio. We used to play songs like Dead Skunk in the Middle of the Road. We don't play those songs anymore. I think I know why. We hope you're enjoying the show. It's the first day back after 10 years away from KB Radio. I'll tell you this. I was back to KB to program it, but I went away to San Francisco, and then I went from San Francisco to Dallas. I wish I could hold a job. And while I was in San Francisco and Dallas, I missed Buffalo a great deal. I really did. And it is so good to be back. It's just sensational. I feel terrific today. AccuWeather looking like this. Did you see it? Good. Okay. Well, then I want to tell you about it. Tonight will be cool. Let's see. Frank should be, Woody actually should be somewhere around Grider Street. Now, I'm waiting until my manager gets to the airport so that I can review Alan Pergamon's column today, all right? Tonight, cool. Some patchy fog, low of 35. For tomorrow, any morning fog will give way to some sunshine, the high of 45. Mostly clear tomorrow night, low of 35. Thursday, breezy, mild, sunshine, followed by increasing cloudiness and a high of 56. After this announcement, I'm going to tell you how Dan Nevereth is the kind of guy that you can count on in a pinch because he was there when I needed him. Okay, on the Sandy Beach Radio Show now. All of you know about Dan Nevereth, and you know what his image is. You know, Dan is a very nice guy, a good family man, upstanding member of the community, just a terrific guy, really. When I got fired from here 10 years ago, I went down to Erie, Pennsylvania, kind of like an exile, and none of my friends would contact me, because nobody wants to hang around with a guy who's down and out, right? Everybody just kind of left me alone, but Dan Nevereth came down one day. He knew I was having a tough time down there in Erie. After being on top here at KB, a nationally known air personality, three times air personality of the year nomination from Billboard, and now all of a sudden I was down and out. But a guy like Nevereth, I could always count on him. He came down to Erie one day. He brought farm tools, seeds, powdered milk. Marie knitted up a little thing for Don. It was just terrific. I'll never forget that. Brought down a tractor. I sold that and got some good bucks for it, but I'll never forget Dan Nevereth. Taught me how to fish. It was really great. That's brand new by the Pointer Sisters here on KB Stereo 15. KB Stereo 15 and the Sandy Beach Radio Show. This is only temporary. I'm only here until we find somebody else. But if you really want to get hooked on a show, how about Tommy Shannon's Pure Gold? It's heard each and every day now from 10 to 3. 5 hours of Pure Gold. Mini concerts, 2 and 3 in a row by the same artist. And there were a lot of songs, actually, that were hits more than once. And he'll play those back-to-back. And he has all kinds of information about what was going on in Buffalo at the time these songs were popular. It's a great show to be hooked on. Gold, gold, gold. You're going to find more gold on the Tommy Shannon Show than at the bar at Crawdaddy's. I'm telling you, it's just loaded with gold. And nobody will ask you what your sign is, either. Oh, yeah, sounds pretty good, huh?
Pardon me, let me slip into my three-piece white suit. Actually, my three-piece white suit is four pieces, but, you know, who's counting? You like my three-piece white suit, huh? Pardon me while I just go down a little bit here. Oh, yes. The Sandy Beach Radio Show. People were saying, what's it going to be like? I mean, the guy hasn't been on the radio in 10 years. Luckily, I always made my living with my mind. I never made my living with my body. Well, maybe that one time. I mean, I was in radio school. I was young, you know.
Good afternoon. I'm Jim Fagan with KB Radio News at 15 before 5. It's 40 degrees and cloudy in downtown Buffalo. AccuWeather says...
A cool night is coming up with some patchy fog, the low temperature 35. The complete AccuWeather forecast follows the news.
It's 40 degrees and cloudy in downtown Buffalo. KB Radio News brought to you by Electrogas at 655 Genesee Street, Buffalo, and 6315 Transit Road, Dubuque. I'm Jim Fagan, KB Radio News.
Jim, when you play Let Me Call You Sweetheart, six of those
Sandy,
guys...
that was just for you.
Six of those guys that hang around Delaware North came up to the window. Now we got lip prints all over the window. I'll tell you, the tall blonde, not bad, and a good dancer. As long as he doesn't want children, I mean, you have to draw the line somewhere. Oh, yeah. KB Stereo 15 on the Sandy Beach Radio Show. Try to make a comeback. It's only going to be temporary till we find somebody who can do this show. You know, I'm looking for someone right now, but until then, we'll hang in there. Tommy Shannon is his new goal show from 10 to 3. That's very exciting. Tomorrow night's going to be a very, very big day. Actually, tomorrow's going to be a very big day for the city of Buffalo as the new Hyatt opens. Ribbon cutting, I think, is 11:30. Now, we will be there in person with John Otto broadcasting live from the Sun Garden Lounge overlooking the atrium from 6 until midnight. Yesterday was kind of a kick. The Hyatt is a very classy organization, and they want to make sure everything's perfect when they open, so they invited us down to eat. Yeah, and no charge. I mean, because they have to practice. See, the cooks have to practice, and the waiters have to practice. It was great, man. I stayed there all day. And tomorrow night, 6 to midnight, John Otto, live from table number 1. It really is. It's the best table in the house at the Hyatt, right here on KB Stereo 15.
This is County Court Judge Penny Wilkins.
Oh, yeah. I think as we all become adults, there's one thing we wish we could all do, and that's sing like Lionel Richie. It's just so smooth. KBW Buffalo and the brand new Sandy Beach Radio Show. Brand new. I've been with KB on and off since 1968. Love to be back in Buffalo. Glad to be back on the radio, although it's only temporary. Now, as you may or may not know, because we're kind of like getting reacquainted today, and as you may or may not know, I was blown out of here on July 6, 1974. 10 years ago, I would like to thank the guys who have kept the seat warm until I got back, okay? When I left, John Summers took over and did afternoon drive. Thank you, John. And then George Hamburger did afternoon drive. Then I came back and fired George. And I hired Jay Fredericks.
Jay, all right. George is a good friend of mine, too. And Jay is just a terrific afternoon guy, just a super talent.
And he was replaced by John Danzer. If the name doesn't sound familiar, I think John thought this was the bus to Cleveland. He was here about a minute and a half, and he was gone. And he was replaced by Mark Thompson, who used to look in the mirror a lot. But, you know, Holland Cook followed Mark, Joe Gallagher followed Holland, and Tommy Shannon, and Tommy's still with us. So John Summers, George Hamburger, Jay Frederick, John Danzer, Mark Thompson, Holland Cook, Joe Gallagher, and Tommy Shannon. It took 8 guys to replace this one little O'Lear personality. Oh, yes. Humility is my middle name. It's 508 on the, I'm sorry, it's 504 on the Sandy Beach show on KB Stereo 15. My first show in 7 years. Do you believe it? Yeah, I'm sure you do if you're listening. 2 reasons I came back. One, I mentioned earlier, I wanted to be back on the radio so that Karen Yakovac would say, and now back to Sandy Beach. Oh, goodness. It's like a religious experience. That was one reason. The other reason was, when I was on the radio before, I always said things on the radio that you'd like to say if you had your own show, you know, if you get an outrageous gas bill and stuff like that. And I thought it was time to come back because now not only do I have the gas company, not only do I have the electric company, now I've got 2 telephone companies. No waiting. probably get into that tomorrow. Alan Pergerman is coming up soon. Stand by.
Black man.
My review of Alan Pergerman.
Black kid.
Oh, that sounds good, I'll tell you.
KB Stereo 15, that's right. You'll notice we're saying KB Stereo 15 because we are in stereo. We have been for some time, actually. We just started announcing it now. If you're going to the auto show, look up the Buick area because we will be heard in the Buick, one of the Buicks. The one with the stereo on it. That's you can hear KB, all right? Notice how smooth I am, folks. I make a living like this. You believe that? Tonight, AccuWeather brought to you by Factory Sleep Shop, Union Road and George Urban and the King's Plaza, and now on Sheridan Drive in Amherst. Actually, they're not on Sheridan Drive because, well, if they were actually on it, people would drive over the mattresses. They're actually on the side of Sheridan Drive, and you can go and look at them there, all right? Tonight will be cool, some patchy fog, low of 35. For tomorrow, any morning fog will give way to some sunshine, the high of 45. Mostly clear tomorrow night, a low of 35. Thursday, breezy, mild sunshine, followed by increasing cloudiness, and with a high of 56. Right now, we're looking at 39 degrees.
Niagara Falls Boulevard in Amherst, and the news sounds great. Walden Avenue in Depew, next to Gold Circle.
Okay, as I promised, we're going to review Alan Pergerman's column today. As you know, Alan Pergerman writes, or you may not know, Alan Pergerman writes for the Buffalo Evening News. He's the media critic. He writes for radio and television, and he always tells us how we're doing, see? But I thought Alan probably got lonely because nobody tells Alan how he's doing. So today's Alan Pergerman column, in case you only get the morning edition because it's not in that one, is a very, very exciting piece. It really is. First of all, if you know Alan personally, I mean, he's just dripping with charisma. I mean, I know 50 great Alan Pergerman stories. I can barely wait to tell them. And in this hour, before 6 o'clock, I'm going to review today's column, which is just, if you have a weak heart, I wouldn't suggest you read it. It's just so exciting, I can't tell you. I got a flutter when I read it.
For once in my life, I have someone who needs me.
Stevie Wonder, for once in my life, I'd like to thank all the people who are calling up because I mentioned earlier that if you've ever met Alan Pergerman in person, you know, the guy who writes and tells us how to do our jobs on radio and TV, what a guy. I mean, he's just so dripping with charisma. I mean, if you ever go to a party, say you go to a party and Dan Nevers is there, maybe Irv Weinstein and Tommy Shannon, the crowd won't be around them. They'll be around Alan because he's just such a fantastic entertainer. In fact, somebody just called and said, who taught Alan Pergerman how to write a column? And I had to tell them, quite truthfully, no one, obviously. Jim Fagan. Alan's saying, wait till I find out the real scoop of what's going on over there. Jim Fagan is next with news. Take it, James.
Thank you, Sandy. President Reagan is calling for negotiations and an exchange of territory as a way to a broad Middle East peace agreement. Right now it's 39 and cloudy in downtown Buffalo. I'm Jim Fagan. Now back to Sandy Beach.
Jim, I was watching the Olympics over the weekend, and they had the luge competition. First of all, I think you got to be a little loose to be in the luge. And there were some East German ladies in the luge competition. First of all, in order to do that, you have to wear this rubber suit, you know? And there were a couple of real porkettes in there. I'm just telling you. I mean, they were really beefaroni plus. And they still managed to do very well. So people of my build aren't necessarily lousy athletes. Just remember that. Try to live by those. Hi, this is Sandy Beach, till 6.
Turn around.
Oh, yeah, turn around, Bright Eyes. Oh, the timing is there. Even after 10 years off the radio, this is Sandy Beach temporarily until 6 o'clock tonight. And, I'm on temporarily. I'm the program director, and I will be on until we can find somebody, you know, an announcer who is worthy of KB. And, of course, I am going to be judging that, and I'm going to find someone who's better than myself. I may be looking forever, you know what I mean? All right, here's a KB reminder. You have an old piece of furniture which needs refinishing? I wonder if they can do my wife. A course offered by Erie County Cooperative Extension starting March 14th. At All 3 Center. For detail, call they'll give you more than one detail. Call
652-1170.
Look in the newspapers this week for Top's Big 10-Page Color Ad Insert.
Okay, folks, just a reminder, I can't believe this. The K-Big sales department must have gone deaf. They've given me a live commercial to do. But it's for a very good, very good place called Jacoby Brothers. Jacoby Brothers is becoming a household name in some homes. Why? Because it's the place where you can purchase up-to-date men's clothes
at prices that fit just about anybody's budget. For over 60 years, smart men have been going there because they know Jacoby Brothers will have their size, the color, the latest styles available to them, along with the most economical price. So if you haven't visited any one of their three stores yet, you haven't been a smart shopper. You really haven't. Jacoby Brothers in the Thruway, Lockport, and Eastern Hills Mall. It's the place for men and women who shop for men.
KB Radio 15 wants you to learn a new language.
Body language.
On Channel 7's Eyewitness Newscope.
Thank you, Don Postles. I'd like to say hi to my good friend Irv Weinstein, and I can say this publicly now. Irv is one of the nicest people in the world and a good, close personal friend. When I went to Dallas to work at our radio station there in Dallas, he wrote a note to the manager who used to be here saying, Beach is a good program director, but get him on the air so we can enjoy him. So thank you, Irv. Appreciate that. If my daughter was only half as good-looking as Irv Weinstein, what a better world this would be. Out of ELO on KB Stereo 15 with Sandy Beach. Back on the radio after 10 years. It was July 6, 1974, where they said, goodbye, Chubette. So we'll see. Here's some money. Go away. And now I'm back. And it feels really good. I missed Buffalo the whole time I was gone. I'm really very happy to be back, even on a temporary basis. Now, it's time to do this. As you know, Alan Pergerman writes for the Buffalo News. And he writes the media column for radio and television, although he doesn't. I don't think he really owns the radio. People just tell him things and he prints them. Now, his standards are quite high, because I remember once he wrote about a thing that Dan Neverett did on Channel 7. He said, I was mildly amused by it, but after 90 seconds, I was totally bored. Now, I thought, gee, this guy must have really high standards, because I always thought Dan Neverett was fairly amusing. So I started reading his column. See, now, today's column, this Alan Pergerman, what a... Mr. Charisma, he really is. If you read today's column, here's what it's about, okay? Because he tells us how to do our job, so I just thought it'd be nice if he mentioned his column occasionally. Today's column, written by Alan Pergerman, is about the fact that HBO, Home Box Office, didn't get flash dancing before the Movie Channel and Showtime. Can you believe it? Now that's gutsy stuff. I know, I was sitting around the table this morning with my wife, Susan, and my daughter Dawn saying, I wonder why HBO didn't get Flashdance first. I bet at school or at work today, that's all people were talking about. What a column, Alan. Keep up the good work, baby. Don't you love it? Don't you love it? Bob Seger. A KB Stereo 15 with Sandy Beach back on the radio after 10 years. It's like falling off a bicycle, you know, I just fell off the radio. KB AccuWeather, as you drive home, looking like this, tonight will be cool with some patchy fog at a low of 35. But tomorrow, any morning fog will give way to some sunshine with a high of 45. Mostly clear tomorrow night, low of 35. Going to be a great day for the opening of the Hyatt. We'll be down there 6 to midnight tomorrow night live with John Otto. Thursday, breezy, mild sunshine, followed by increasing cloudiness. And right now, it's vacillating, folks. Notice how I learned these big words while I was away? Between 39 and 40.
News 4, Buffalo.
All right, it's the Sandy Beach Radio Show. You may or may not know the fact that I'm the program director here, and part of my job is to tape the air personalities, and then every couple of weeks we meet in my office, go over the tape, and discuss their shows. Dan Neverett just called me on the hotline and told me that he's been taping my show, and he'll be happy to discuss it with me tomorrow morning. He's almost as funny as Alan Pergerman, but then again, nobody's that funny. Christopher Cross on KB Stereo 15 with Sandy Beach. Back after 10 years off the radio and very, very happy to be back. I can't tell you, we're spending a couple of days getting reacquainted. For those of you who weren't familiar with me when I was here before, and not enough of you work, I'm going to think of it. So I want to tell you just a few things. For instance, when I got fired, Sandy got fired. How could they do that? Well, we used to have these nerd program directors, and this one made Alan Pergerman look really charismatic, this guy. Anyway, he showed up in a... I got to tell you this story. This is funny. See, you can always tell about a guy by the car he drives. The program director that hired me was Jeff Kay. Jeff Kay is, and still is, a very neat guy. I just have a tremendous amount of respect for Jeff Kay. When he left, he was replaced by, and Jeff Kay was driving a Datsun 2000 sports car, convertible. It was really neat, see? He was replaced by a guy who came in driving a Hornet. I couldn't believe it. He replaced a Datsun convertible with a Hornet? Anyway, he came in, he fired me, and I went over to GR. Now, my last day in Buffalo, I did not want to leave Buffalo Radio. I love Buffalo. I always have. It's like home to me after 15 years. And I was determined that I would not leave Buffalo. And my final show was on WGR, and this is how I ended it. I have a bit of tape. It's a little scratchy, but I do have this bit of tape. And this is what I said as I left my last show, my last day in Buffalo.
Just time for one more record, and that'll wrap it up. And I will not say goodbye tonight, believe me, mainly because I have a plan. Nobody knows about it but me, but I will leave you with these words, the words of General MacArthur. And believe me, I shall return.
Well, it took me 10 years, but the nerd who fired me is now selling shoes in Madison, Wisconsin. Deservedly so, I might add.
On the road again.
Willie Nelson. Yeah, Willie Nelson. Thank you, Willie. Willie may look like a cabbage patch doll, but boy, can he sing, I'll tell you. For all of you on Valentine's Day, I thought this was very, very nice. So when a man loves a woman, that's great. But when a man loves his horse, that's really Percy Sledge. KB Stereo 15 with Sandy Beach back on the radio after 10 years away. And Jim Fagan is next. Jim Fagan is a very romantic guy. Today's Valentine's Day. And, you know, most of us go chintzy. You know, we get a chocolate heart. Maybe we go big bucks and buy some flowers. But Fagan really knows how to live. Jim Fagan this year got his wife something she's wanted for years and years. Wall-to-wall linoleum. Oh, yeah. We got to sell some bleach here before we wrap it up.
For the smart shopper.
Well, gee, after 10 years, it wasn't bad. I mean, it really wasn't bad. I'd like to thank Joe the Barber for calling in. A good friend of mine. He didn't think I could do it, see. But if Joe the Barber can still play basketball, I can still do a radio show. Thanks to all of my friends who called in. I must be losing my touch, though. Everybody called in was nice. I mean, when I used to be here before, they go, dude, get off the road. Get out of town. Kill yourself. You know, this was very nice this time. I got to redo my act. Good night, everybody. Good night, Lunenburg, Mass., wherever you are. And good night.